to the Veterinary Financial Podcast, where we discuss financial freedom and professional success. I'm Meredith Jones, a veterinarian and financial planner for vets. Today, we're talking about grocery hacks, the kind that can actually make your life easier, save you real money, and maybe even make cooking fun. This episode was inspired by a few different things. Some recent conversations my husband and I had about the grocery hacks that really have helped us save money and waste less food. And also by what I'm seeing with some of my financial planning clients. So a lot of the vets that I work with are spending more on groceries than ever before. So if you've ever stood in front of your fridge wondering how you just spent $150 and you still don't have a dinner plan, this episode's for you. So before you even grab your keys to go to the store, planning is the first real step. One of my favorite tools for meal planning is actually a dry erase board. You can put it somewhere visible, like the pantry door or the fridge, which is what we do, so that everyone in the family can see it. It's flexible, it's easy to change. It helps you avoid that 6 p.m. takeout panic that we sometimes have. My husband, Eric, he's the cook in our family, and this one is his favorite hack, the dry erase board. I actually came across the idea online and ordered a magnetic board for the fridge. Now we use it to plan out breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the week, and it helps to keep us accountable and helps us stick to our meal plan and reminds us what's on deck when we're busy or tired at the end of the day. So before you even make a plan for the week or a grocery list, you'll want to check your pantry and your freezer. And you might already have the makings of a full meal in there. Sometimes there's something, you know, hiding behind that half-used bag of rice. And while you're checking, take stock of your staples, like your pasta, your spices, that sort of thing, so that you can plan meals around the things that you already own and not just what you think you have in the pantry. I think all of us probably have a story like mine about somebody buying a third jar of cumin or something like that, that you didn't actually need. And so we've talked about planning. Now, how do you shop smarter once you're actually in the store? Membership clubs like Costco or Sam's Club or BJ's, which is the one that's closest to our house, they can be great, but only if you'll actually use what you buy. If you buy a 10-pound bag of quinoa, it may seem like a good idea at the time, but it doesn't actually save you money if it expires in your pantry. You'll want to do the math because the biggest box at these stores, it's not always the cheapest. And so you'll want to look at the price per ounce or per pound or use the calculator that you have on your phone to figure out what's going to be the best deal. Sometimes it's the mid-size option, sometimes it is the larger option. And you'll want to beware of shrinkflation, which is where you have the same price but a smaller box. It's a sneaky thing that happens, and so definitely something to watch out for. You could try to use a house brand swap once a week. So what I mean by that is using a store brand. Store brands are often made by the same manufacturers as the name brands, and you might decide that you're never going to go back to the name brand. Of course, there are some things that are better to do that with than others. And of course, once the food makes it home, the real hack is making sure you actually use it. A few strategic upgrades that can make home cooking faster, easier, and honestly more enjoyable. First one is investing in a good chef's knife. If all of your knives that you have in your kitchen are serrated, then you don't have a good chef's knife. So that's one marker to look at, and it's time to upgrade if you're in that boat. Having a good chef's knife helps you to prep faster, and it's also safer. So definitely something to take a look at if you don't already have one. Same goes for quality pans. There's a company called Made In that we've tried that offers affordable pans that are professional grade, and we've been using their pans for a couple of years now, and we've enjoyed them just as much as the more expensive pans that we used to buy. If you need a little bit of accountability, or if you just want to make sure that you are getting really high quality ingredients for your cooking, you could try something like a local farm subscription or ButcherBox, which is something that we use. It's something that you order meats that come, they arrive frozen, and you can, in some cases, depending on your subscription type, you might be able to choose which types of meat come to your house, or it might be a surprise. That sort of thing, whether it's the farm subscription with vegetables or whether it's a butcher box with meat, it's something that it shows up or you go pick it up and then suddenly you have to cook to make sure that you don't waste the food. Or in the case of the butcher box subscription, you have to cook or else you're going to run out of room in your freezer when the next box arrives. And then a bonus is that the food might be healthier too. And then always take into account that most grocery stores have grocery cards or store apps. There are lots of different grocery apps and rewards programs out there. If you wanted to take a deeper dive, you could try out apps like Ibotta or Fetch. Those enable you to stack small savings over time. And then speaking of cooking, that's where the fun hacks really come in. A couple of thoughts there. My husband, like I said, he's the cook in the family. He watches a lot of cooking-related YouTube. One of the things that I think is a really cool hack is learning to make your favorite takeout dish at home. That can save you some serious cash and also enable you to, assuming it's a good version, you can enjoy that favorite dish multiple times once you've made a bigger batch of it. And so check out YouTube, check out food blogs, cookbooks, and see what are your favorite dishes and see if you can make your own version at home. Another thing to try out would be bulk cooking. So when you have the time and energy, go ahead and make a recipe, but double it and you can freeze half of it. And it can be something that you use later when you don't feel like cooking. Freezing smarter. So a few things that we have frozen for various recipes that you can take a look at. Sauces, herbs, soups can do great in ice cube trays or muffin tins. And so that's another hack as well. Pre-chopping vegetables all at once so that when it's the middle of the week and you're busy, you can pull those dinners together quicker. Let's say you do that chopping on Sunday and then it's Tuesday night, you can go ahead and just roll in those pre-chopped veggies. And then, of course, leftovers night. So some people call it fridge tapas. I thought that was kind of a funny term. The idea with leftovers night is that you just lay out whatever's left over, make it a tradition every week to make sure that you are going through those leftovers. And so lots of good hacks there. Sometimes saving money isn't about what you buy, it's about what you don't buy. So let's talk about splurges versus things that you might want to save money on. And so, of course, not everything needs to be like a bargain bin item. Of course, there are certain items that you're always going to want to buy the name brand or buy certain things, which makes a lot of sense. And so the trick is knowing what your intentional splurges are going to be. We definitely have decided that we're going to splurge on coffee in this household. And I don't mean going to Starbucks all the time. I mean the quality of the drip coffee that we are making on a regular basis is something that we definitely have that as a splurge versus something that we're trying to save money on. Olive oil definitely can be worth it to spend more money on. Good breads, depending on what your goals are for the week. Those types of ingredients can elevate everything else that you do with your cooking or just things that you're enjoying day to day. And you can actually create some mini luxuries and experiences related to food at home. And so a couple of thoughts there. So you can look up making like a DIY Starbucks latte or frappuccino, for example. Or you can create an at-home cheese board or charcuterie for yourself. So you'll spend less than going out, but still get the experience of those things. And then balance that with everyday swaps like store brand flour or rice or canned goods. Those things that, you know, maybe they're just ingredients in an overall recipe, but they're not the star of that recipe. Maybe you're picking out store brand items for those things. And those small substitutions can add up without feeling like you're sacrificing anything. And then speaking of coffee, try finding an everyday version of your favorite roast so that you're not tempted by Starbucks every morning. One of the things that we do, we like Frappuccinos. Like if we go to a Starbucks, we're probably ordering mocha Frappuccinos, right? And so one of the things we do to enjoy coffee that's like that, but not exactly that on a regular basis, is we buy the International Delight iced coffee in the mocha flavor. It actually comes in a quart-sized milk carton, and it'll make, you know, a great like first cup of the day for your coffee. And it's a small swap, but it's a lot more affordable than going to Starbucks and having a daily Frappuccino. And so you can think of these hacks as a way to take the stress out of mealtime and also just enjoy your mealtimes a little bit more. So you're spending less, you're wasting less, and hopefully some of these hacks will also help make cooking feel a little bit easier. So I encourage you to try one or two hacks this week. Maybe it's the dry erase board or a new coffee habit, and see what sticks. So just like in financial planning, it all comes down to being intentional, knowing where your money's going and making it work for you. So thanks so much for listening. My mission is to help you take control of your finances and build a life you love. If you'd like to see how financial planning can help support your goals, visit allvetfinancial.com. Click the Book Now button to schedule a free intro call. Until next time, take care and continue your path to financial success. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered individualized financial advice. If a specific investment is mentioned, it should not be considered a recommendation or endorsement to buy or sell the investment. All investments involve risk. Past performance does not guarantee future results. You are encouraged to seek the advice of a financial professional before implementing any investment strategies discussed. Yay, compliance.